This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hezbollah has announced the death of a top military official in an Israeli airstrike in Beirut. At a news conference, Israel's UN ambassador Danny Dannon says Hezbollah commander Ibrahim Akil was alleged to be involved in a 1983 Beirut bombing that killed more than 300 people at the U.S. Embassy in the U.S. Marine Corps barracks.
Akil was one of the most wanted men on the planet, with a $7 million reward on his head for the 1983 bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Beirut and other terror attacks. He was responsible for the murder of hundreds of Americans, and Israel served him the justice he so richly deserved.
U.S. President Joe Biden says that the U.S. will keep pushing efforts to ease tensions along the Israeli border with Lebanon. Communications breakdowns with local law enforcement hampered the Secret Service's performance during a July campaign rally where former U.S. President Donald Trump was shot and wounded, according to a report released Friday that lays out a litany of missed opportunities to stop a gunman who opened fire from an unsecured roof. A five-page document summarizing the key conclusions of a yet-to-be-finalized Secret Service report lays bare the cascading and wide-ranging failings that preceded the July 13th shooting at the Butler, Pennsylvania rally at which Trump was struck in the ear by gunfire. Those include an absence of clear guidance from the Secret Service to local enforcement, the failure to fix line-of-sight vulnerabilities at the rally grounds that left Trump open to sniper fire, and complacency among some agents, according to Ronald Rowe.